Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Headline: President Obama proposes tax overhaul will lower corporate tax rates. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. If you were a Democrat and you read that headline, you might have thought to yourself, wait, what? In this year of the 1% versus the 99%, Mitt Romney saying corporations are people and the free-flowing super PAC money, President Obama wants to lower corporate taxes? But dig a little deeper, you'll see it's more complicated. Turns out many economists and many liberal economists think corporate tax rates should be lower. And as the Wall Street Journal points out, President Obama's proposal would actually raise overall tax revenue while dropping the tax rate. Peter Coy is the economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek. He's here to do a little corporate tax rates 101. Peter, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Peter, talk to the liberals in the audience. Now, why shouldn't they be freaking out right now about the fact that President Obama is proposing a tax cut for corporations?
Well, you kind of said it. The reason is that it's not cutting tax revenue. It's changing, cutting tax rates at the same time closing loopholes. Having a lower tax rate is something that just about every kind of economist would agree on, because taxes distort economic behavior. In an ideal world, we wouldn't have taxes. The only reason we have them is we need revenue to support the government. So what you want to do is have a tax system that does the least distortion of market incentives, to get things as close as possible to the ideal world where incentives are aligned correctly with costs. So the plan is to lower the tax rate from 35% to 28%, but to close loopholes such that the total revenue stays roughly the same, maybe even goes up a little bit.
Now, let's break both of those statements down. Now, you know, we're in a recession, or maybe not technically in a recession, but the economy is still shaky. The government, as we have been talking about ad infinitum, has a huge budget deficit. So why, at this moment, talk about lowering tax rates? Why not just say, okay, let's get rid of the loopholes, we'll keep the money, and then as the economy improves, we'll start to lower the tax revenue?
Well, that would be more of a political question than an economic question. And the political answer on it is that there is no appetite at all in Congress these days for raising taxes, even if the Democrats wanted to do it. And I don't think Democrats even want to do it themselves.
Right. Well, I'm not saying, I'm not. That's not the question, right? I was posing, but, you know, there's a difference between raising them and not lowering them. I mean, in theory,
right,
the president,
but if you close,
right,
the loopholes effectively without lowering the rate, you would be effectively increasing the tax burden on corporations. And the argument would be, this is the wrong time to be doing that. The economy is still weak. We want to be thinking about stimulus rather than something that would be seen as a possible chill on the economy.
Well, let's talk about that sort of idea of closing loopholes. I mean, the thing that sort of always, I mean, that seems to be such a perennial way to you know, thing for politicians to say, I'm going to close,
right,
loopholes, I'm going to, you know, cut waste, fraud, and abuse. And, you know, those things sound great. And, you know, we all love them. Who can be opposed to cutting loopholes, waste, fraud, and abuse?
Right.
And yet, if it's so easy, why hasn't it been done?
Right. Well, the reason is very simple, that one person's loophole is another person's tax policy. It's all a matter of what you think is the way the code should be. And in fact, the Obama administration's plan actually introduces a new loophole, which is what's infuriating some of the Republicans. It would actually give preference for manufacturing investment versus other kinds of investment. They would have a top rate of 25% versus 28% for other kinds of things. So the Republicans are saying, look, don't put your thumb on the scale. Just let the market work out how to invest without putting your preferences. And they say, oh, this will result in all kinds of new paperwork as people try to determine what constitutes, you know, a permissible investment that would qualify for the 25% rate. There was a great quote from Douglas Holtz Eakin, who was John McCain's chief economic advisor. He said that he's quite sure that if this had been done today, if this were in place today, the McRib sandwich could be reintroduced by McDonald's and probably qualify for a 25% rate.
Well, On the issue of sort of the left-right split that we're talking about, I mean, you know, I said, should liberals be freaking out? I mean, should Republicans be freaking out?
Well, that is one of the things that's bugging them, this manufacturing thing. Another thing is that another aspect of it that they don't like, they think that the Obama administration should go along with the recommendations of the Bowles-Simpson Commission. That was the one that the president himself commissioned and gave its report December 2010, saying that the United States should follow the lead of just about all the other countries and go to a territorial system of taxing corporations versus the unique system the U.S. has of taxing them on their worldwide income. You may have been following this debate over repatriation. The repatriation is when the American corporations want to bring back their foreign earned income to the U.S., but to do so, they would have to pay this very high 35% rate. So they're lobbying Congress to give them a break and let them bring it back at a much lower tax rate.
Why should they? I mean, if they're making money, isn't money money, whether it's made here or made elsewhere?
Yes, that's right, and that's the argument against giving them a special break. The thought would be, if you're going to don't just accede to their demand to get us, a one-time holiday, as they call it, because you know what's going to happen. They'll come back for another holiday. In fact, they've already gotten one holiday, and shortly after, they're seeking another break. If you were going to do anything about this repatriation, it should be part of a general move to bring the U.S. into line with other countries, and that's not what the Obama administration is proposing. It's proposing a much more modest change.
Now, what are some of the loopholes that the Obama administration is identifying as things that can be closed?
Well, I'll tell you one that really stands out. It's the tax break for oil and gas investments. The income you earn from an investment in an oil and gas is only 9% versus manufacturing buildings, 32%. So the U.S. government, maybe advertently or not, is giving a giant advantage to investment in oil and gas versus manufacturing, and that's the kind of thing that the Obama administration wants to fix.
What else does it want to fix?
There's another thing regarding how inventories are accounted for, which allows some businesses to artificially lower their tax liability, getting rid of so-called last-in, first-out accounting, and more into the so-called, oh, the accountants in the audience are going to love this, going to first-in, first-out accounting.
I'm sure that we have
this. This is the sexy stuff that we love to talk about.
No,
on the air, right?
I'm sure that we have lots of accountants in the audience, so and statisticians too. Now, where does all this money come from in the Obama plan? All this extra revenue, does it come from the oil and gas industry, evening that out? Does it come from the foreign repatriation? Where are the big pots of money?
It does not come from the repatriation because that's not part of this plan. It comes from the oil and gas. This is the inventory thing we just talked about. Insurance industry gets a lot of tax breaks. Another one is, you know, this whole debate over the carried interest. This is how Romney gets to keep so much of his money and have a low tax rate. One of the things they want to fix in this, by the way, I should interject that this is just a proposal, and it's hard to see how it's going to get passed in any form in an election year, but they're on the record as favoring it. They want to tax those carried interest profit from hedge funds and so on as ordinary income. That would be a revenue raiser.
That, I mean, seems to be the sort of point of almost everything the Obama administration is doing now, right? To sort of create the election year record that they can...
I think that's right. I think, in 2012, you can't really expect to get a lot of cooperation from across the aisle, but you want to say where you stand on things and create a record. Here's why you should vote for us, because here's what we can deliver if we have a second term.
Now, you mentioned the issue of sort of, you know, the argument that this puts it more in line with, you know, sort of worldwide corporate
right.
tax rates. What are other countries charging? Give us some examples.
Well, the only other country that's up where the U.S. is right now is Japan, and they are, I've already passed a law that's going to lower their rate in April, this April, which would leave the U.S. kind of exposed like a sore thumb for the world's highest corporate income tax rate. Ireland is known for, in contrast, a very low corporate income tax rate, which has been a big benefit to Ireland, and even through the economic troubles they've been having, they've attracted a lot of investment that way from American pharmaceutical companies and so on. But the countries that really the U.S. didn't even mention this. One of the things the U.S. wants to do is have a minimum rate that would kind of capture foreign earned income that is not captured by other countries, for, and that would be targeted at real tax havens like Bermuda, the Cayman Islands. Really make sure that money can't be essentially sheltered over there.
Now, how does this compare to, I mean, Mitt Romney's got a plan to cut corporate taxes, doesn't he?
Yes, well, basically all the Republicans do, and some of their plans are rather drastic, to the point of being, Ron Paul wants to, like, eliminate the entire tax code, prohibit Congress from levying taxes at all. I don't really understand that one, but I think Romney is not too far below the rate. He might even be at he's at 25% rather than 28% that Obama's seeking. I think Newt Gingrich has like a 12.5% rate. It's been costed out as being a huge revenue drain for the government.
All right. Well, we will have to pick that up further on another day. Thank you so much, Peter Coy, economics
editor.
Thanks
for having me on.
For Bloomberg Business Week, for breaking down the corporate tax rate. And I am sure that we will be having many more conversations this election year about plans for that. And by the way, speaking of jobs, which we weren't exactly, but our next segment is going to be on the social network LinkedIn. And we would love to hear from people who have gotten a job from LinkedIn or maybe thought they were fired from a job because of LinkedIn. Anyway, we'd like to know your job hunting social media stories. So give us a call at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. And we will be right back with that segment.